启示录第三章第一节到第六节。请各位打开圣经，请看启示录第三章。
I'd like us to open up the scriptures to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章第一节到第六节。
And that's in Revelation, the last book of the Bible, chapter 3. And we'll be reading verses 1 through 6.
找到以后，请各位看你们手上的圣经，我兄弟来读这一段的经文。
And I'll be read in Chinese.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。第三节，所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守并要悔改。若不警醒，我便临到你那里如同贼一样，我几时临到你也绝不能知道。然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。在过去几次的主日，我们从这个启示录第二章第三章主给七个教会不同的这个书信，我们一本一本一封一封的来查。
Of looking through the several letters that God had written to the seven churches that are contained in Revelation chapters 2 and 3.
有很多解经家说这七封信是代表这个教会历史里面七个不同的时代。
Many have interpreted the seven churches as representing seven distinct periods in the history of the church.
上一次我们查的推啊推拉是代表从主后五百九十年一直到现在天主教的这一个教会。
Some have thought that the church in Thyatira that we spoke of last time as the church that the Catholic Church from 590 AD up to the present.
今天我们要查考的撒迪教会，有人说是从主后1517年就马丁路德改教之后，一直到现在基督教的代表。
And the church in Sardis that we'll be looking at today is thought of by some as representing the church after.
但是我们知道也有一些解经家这样说，这七封书信是整个代表主对教会的心意和计划。
But some also have interpreted the seven letters to represent the whole plan of God for his church.
我们很快的把过去我们所查考过的做一个复习。
I'd like to make a quick review.
在主给以弗所教会的书信特别提到，让他们在侍奉的里面不忘记常常更新他们的爱心。
The letter to the church in Ephesus emphasized that while in serving the Lord, that the love for God needs to be renewed.
我们知道今天没有爱，我们还是可以侍奉。
We know that today, even without love, we can serve God.
我们知道在教会里面可以没有爱，但是可以没有爱，却不能没有活动。
And the church, while the church can very well do without love.It cannot do without its activity.
但是什么时候那个没有爱的侍奉就会把许许多多的权利变成义务。
But when we serve without love, then it becomes a very heavy burden.
我们知道夫妇之间也是如此。
We know that the same truth applies to couples.
什么时候他们有爱
？Whenever love is present.
他们把所有的事情看成权利。
Then they see everything as their privilege.
什么时候没有爱
？But whenever love is absent.
他们彼此之间许多的事情就变成尽义务而已。
Then everything else, that everything they do becomes an obligation.
今天在教会里面也是如此。
And the same with the church.
我们做传道的人也是这样。
For us as ministers, that also applies.
什么时候我们缺少了主的爱
whenever God's love is missing,
什么时候我们缺少了对弟兄姊妹的爱，
whenever we lack the love for brothers and sisters,
我们所有在教会里面的侍奉不过变成一种尽义务而已。
Then all the service that we do in the church is reduced to obligation.
主特别提醒以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹，
And God reminds the church in Ephesus,
你们有许许多多的见证和活动，
you might have a lot of good witness and activity,
但是你们起初的爱已经失去了。
But you have already lost the church love.
今天主对教会的心意，盼望我们真是有爱的标志，有爱的见证。
And so God wants today love to be the mark of the church.
士美娜教会给我们看见什么样的一个重点？
And what is the major characteristic of the church in Smyrna?
在逼迫的里面要有一个到底的中心。
Yeah, and that is that while facing persecution, we need to persevere to the end.
我们看见不只是在教会历史有一段的时间，基督教受到极大的逼迫。
We know that not only in the church history, but the church suffered a period of intense persecution.
今天全世界许许多多奉主的名聚会的地方也受了许许多多的逼迫和苦难。
Today, there are many worshiping communities that are facing intense persecution.
昨天我接到一个长途电话。
Yesterday, I received a long distance phone call.
一位弟兄他前天接到一个从大陆来的消息。
And a brother received a bit of news from mainland China.
在最近这两个多礼拜，大陆开始重新一个新的整肃的运动。
And that is that within the last few weeks,
two weeks,
there has been a renewed effort on the part of the communists to purge Christians.
他前天收到一个消息说，在河南，单单在河南省，在两个礼拜以前，有300位家庭教会的领袖已经继续先后的被逮捕。
And that within the span of the past 2 weeks, there have been 300.
有100位华中的教会的领袖，他说不晓得是江苏还是安徽，也是最近被逮捕。那么这位弟兄特别打电话给我，告诉我说：“李牧师，请你让教会的弟兄姊妹一起为这件事情祷告。”在患难中求主让这一批弟兄姊妹有到底的忠心。弟兄姊妹，我们要怎么样来看苦难呢？
Sisters,
今天我们在地上做基督徒，我们只有接受不同形态的苦难。也许我们不像有一些在政治压迫底下的信徒接受一些牢狱之灾。
Perhaps unlike certain Christians, so under political kinds of imprisonment.
今天我们就是在所谓自由世界里面，我们也接受不同程度为着信仰而面临的一些迫害。
But today, living in so-called a free society, we face a different sort.
在主给施梅娜教会所写的那封书信里面提醒我们一个很重要的经历一个真理。弟兄姊妹，让我们记得一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, may we be mindful of one thing.
我们不要把过程看成结局。
And that is not to confuse the process with our ultimate goal.
我们不要从过程就来决定所有价值的最后的结论。感谢主，我们今天虽然在患难痛苦的里面，三四百的这些教会的领袖现在在牢狱的里面，但是我们在施梅娜教会的那封书信看见，这些有一天都要过去。我们今天基督徒的信仰就是看见那最后的荣耀，那个荣耀的盼望。如果我们没有这样的信念，我们的信仰实在是一个很可怜的信仰。别加摩的教会提醒我们什么呢？
And what did the church in Pergamum remind us?
要在异端之中持守真理。
And that is to hold to the truth amid heresy.
我们越来越看见今天这些异端的信仰似是而非的东西在我们的四周。
And more and more we begin to see how heresy has flourished,
我们这个教会叫做圣经教会。
Our church is called the Bible church.
让我们真是让每一个弟兄姊妹把我们的信仰的根基都稳稳地建立在这本圣经上面。
And may each and every one of our faith be built upon the foundation of the Word of God.
任何的争论，让我们以圣经为最后的答案。
And that we will go to the Bible to settle all the fears.
在耶加摩教会给我们看见这样的一个提醒。
And the church in Pergamum gives us this reminder.
那么我们知道后面第四、第五、第六、第七这四个教会在圣经里面都给我们看见一直这些教会要存在一直到主再来。
And all the other churches then remind us of some very important truth about how it's to be until the Lord's coming.
吹呀吹来的教会提醒我们用圣洁的生活来等候主再来。
And the church in Thyatira reminds us that we need to wait for the Lord's coming.With a holy life.
不只是在信仰上我们有个圣洁的见证，我们在生活上我们也有一个圣洁的流露。
Not only that we are pure in our doctrine, but in our daily living, we reflect the holiness.
今天我们要看撒迪教会。
And today we'll be turning to the church in Sardis.
撒迪教会提醒我们用名实相符来等候主的再来。
And the church in Sardis reminds us that we are to be worthy of our name.
下一个礼拜我们要开腓拉铁菲的教会。
And the next week we'll be looking at the church in Philadelphia.
腓拉铁菲的教会提醒我们用福音的行动等候主的再来。
And the church in Philadelphia reminds us that we are to wait for the Lord's coming by being zealous for the gospel.
老底家的教会用火热的心来等候主的再来。
And the church in Laodicea using a zealous heart, a heart that is warm for God.
刚才我们读启示录第三章第一节第六节，我们在这里看到神借着这封撒迪的书信提醒我们他对教会的心意到底是什么。
And just then in reading verses 1 through 6 in Revelation chapter 3 we have looked at a reminder that God gives to the church in Sardis.
短短的六节圣经我把它分成三个部分。
And then in these six verses can be divided into three parts.
第一部分我们看见主的宣告。
First of all is a pronouncement.
我们看见每一封书信都是如此。
And we see the same thing in every single letter.
主对这个教会有心意的时候，他先有一个公开的宣告。
Whenever God has a purpose for his church, he would make a public pronouncement.
七封书信都是一样，这宣告分成两部分。
And as all the other letters, this pronouncement comes in two parts.
第一部分，主耶稣特别提到他的身份。
The first part, God speaks of.
我是怎么样一位主？
What kind of a God am I?
我们看见在这七个宣告里面，
And we see that within the seven pronouncements,
这七个自称里面，主耶稣基督的自称，
And in the seven self-acclamations,
都不一样的。
They're all somewhat different.
而且这七个不同的这个自称呢，跟那个教会都有直接密切的关系。
And that the seven ways that Christ addressed himself has a direct bearing.
主自称了以后，接下去再宣告做第二件事情。
And after Christ has made his pronouncement, then he does the second thing.
都一样说，我知道你。
And he says, I know you.
在施美纳教会说，我知道你的患难。
And in the church in Smyrna, I know of your suffering.
在别加摩教会说，我知道你的居所。
And in the church in Pergamum, he says,I know where you live.
其他五本书信都是提到我知道你的行为。
And in the five other letters it says I know of your behavior or your conduct.
总而言之都接下来自称之后，主说我知道你，我认识你，我晓得你。
So after Christ self-addressed, then he follows it by saying I know you.
撒迪教会也是一样。
And same with the church in Sardis.
主自称为什么呢？
Who did Christ call himself?
他说那有神的七灵，那有神的七个心的，说什么什么什么的话。
He says the words of those of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
我们知道启示录第一章四节五节告诉我们说七灵就是代表圣灵。
And we have found in Revelation 1, 4 and 5 that the two spirit, seven stars represent seven spirits.
Seven spirits represent Holy Spirit.
那
么这七个灵 不是说这个圣灵有七个。
It's not to say that the Holy Spirit can be divided into seven.
这个七是代表完全，这个七是代表丰富。
But seven stands for perfection and stands for abundance.
在神那里有完全的灵，在神那里有丰富的灵。
For in God we have a complete and wholesome and perfect spirit.
今天地上的教会不能享受这个富足，是因为我们没有看见神的灵在我们的中间。
Today the fact that the church is not enjoying all of God's abundance because we have not seen who God is.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天知道是圣灵的时代。
Brothers and sisters, this age that we live is the age of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们今天这些基督徒跟圣灵的关系是怎么样呢？
But what is our relationship with the Holy Spirit?
主在这里提醒我们说他有七个灵。
And the Lord reminds us here that we have seven spirits.
他不只是有七灵，而且他手上有七个星。
Not only does our Lord have seven spirits, but he also has the seven stars.
第一章二十节告诉我们说的七个星代表他的使者，教会的使者。
In chapter 1 verse 7 it says the seven stars represent the seven messengers.
这七个是有代表性的数目，代表历世历代所有属神的这些仆人使女们。
And the seven stands for all the hosts of witnesses for the history of the church.
主耶稣在这里自称到底是什么意思呢？
And so what is the meaning of Christ's address for himself?
他说他手上有七灵，有七星，代表说这个教会是属于他的，耶稣基督是教会的元首。
The fact that Christ has seven spirits and seven stars signify that Christ is the head of the church.
接下来他说这个教会既然是他的，他说我知道你的行为。
And if this church belongs to Christ, he goes on to say, I know of your behavior.
主不只是宣告他的名，也宣告这个教会的光景。
Not only does Christ say something about who he is, but he also makes a statement about what the condition of the church is.
我们越来越发现什么样的人真正认识自己。一个认识主的人，越靠近主的人，越认识我们自己的光景。
And we find out more and more that a person who knows more and draws near to God more will get to know himself better.
撒底的教会，主说他是什么样的教会呢？
And what kind of a church is the church in Sardi?
主在这里说非常重的话。
And the words here are very solemn.
主说按名，你是活的，其实你是死的。
And our Lord's words are, by in name you are alive, but in reality you are dead.
在这个 NIV 的圣经里面是把它翻译成 by reputation, 你有一个活的一个名气，但事实上你却是一个死的教会。
And the NIV translates it this way, that you have a reputation for being alive, but in fact you are dead.
换句话说，撒底教会在当时小亚细亚稍微有一点名气。
In other words, this church Sardis had a reputation Asia Minor.
我看 John Stott 他所解释的里面，他说这个教会有一个什么样的现象？他说这个教会节目非常的丰富，里面有很多的活动，而且人数也相当的蓬勃。
And John Stott in his interpretation of this text has said that this church had many activities, many programs, and a lot of people.
在外面人都很羡慕他们。
And they were deeply admired by other people.
在外面看起来好像生气勃勃的。
From the outside, it looks that it's teeming with life.
但是主说，其实这个教会是一个死气沉沉的教会。
But in reality, our Lord says this church is dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得当年这个撒母耳去找大卫的时候。
We remember that when Samuel went to look for David.
他到了大卫的家，他找了这个大卫的父亲耶西，说：“你有几个孩子？”
And after going to David's family.David's body asked him, how many sons do you have?
耶稣说你要干什么呢？
And then he said, what do you want with him?
因为神要在你的儿子里面要选一个做以色列的新的君王。
Because God is going to pick one from the seven to be the king of Israel.
这个耶稣就把他几个儿子一个一个地叫到外面来给他看。
So Jesse took all his seven sons before Samuel.
把所有的儿子都看完了。
And after looking through all seven,
那这个撒母耳就问他说你还有没有儿子啊？
So Samuel said, do you have another one?
这个耶稣说有是有，但是那个一定不是你要的。
And Samuel said, Jesse said, yes, but that's not the one you're looking for.
因为那是老妖，那个是没有什么特别，他现在在外面看羊。
Because he's a young one, and he's tending the sheep.
撒母耳说赶快把他叫来。
And Samuel said, bring him right away.
然后说了一句名言。
And then he made a very famous statement.
他说神看人不像人看人。人看人是看外表，神看人是看内心。
And he said that God looks at man in a different way than the way man looks at man. For man looks at the appearance, but God looks at the heart.
弟兄姊妹，神不只是看人是这样，神看教会也是这样。
That's not the way, only the way that God looks at human beings as individuals, but also at the church as well.
按名你是活的。
By reputation, we're alive.
什么意思呢？外面看你是活的。
And from the outside, we seem to be alive.
里面看却是死的。
But from the inside, it's dead.
主知道这个教会名实不相符。
The Lord knows that there's no reality in this name.
但是我在准备的时候，我就问我自己一个问题。
And while I was preparing this, I asked myself.
主知道这个教会是这样。
God knows that this is the condition.
但是这个教会本身知不知道这个问题？
But does the church here know its problem?
撒迪教会知不知道我外面的这些活动只是虚有其表而已？
And does the church in Sardis really know that its programs are only given as skeleton?
撒迪的教会的弟兄姊妹知不知道我现在不过是自我陶醉，看见这些不过是转眼成空的东西，我里面什么都没有。
Does the church in Sardis ever know that all the things that they did was not to last for eternity?
圣经里面没有提。
The Bible does not let us know about it.
有两个可能，当然。
First, there's two possibilities.
撒迪教会不知道自己名符，这个名实不相符。
That the Church of Sardis had no notion that it had no reality behind its name.
但是神在这里提醒他们。
But our Lord there is reminding.
你不要单单看外表。
Do not only look to the outside.
神不像人看人，神不像人看教会，神看人，神看教会是看内心。
That God looks not at the appearance and from the outside like human beings do.
千古以来人都活在这样的软弱里面，我相信我们也不例外。我们看外面，用外面来决定它的价值，从外面的东西我们说这个教会如何如何，常常我们忽略了实质上我们是如何。
We neglect what it is really like.
他们也许不知道。
Maybe they didn't know.
也许我们也不知道。
And perhaps we don't know either.
NIV 既然用 reputation 这一个字，可见教会里面弟兄姊妹可能还沾沾自喜，因为按外表是生气勃勃的。
And the fact that the word reputation was used to describe the church could mean that these brothers and sisters were deceived actually in thinking that they were a good church.
当年主提醒撒迪的教会，盼望今天早上主也提醒我们。
And in the same fashion that our Lord reminded the church in Sardis, may we be reminded today.
撒迪教会也许不知道。
Maybe the church in Sardis did not know.
但是弟兄姊妹，有一个可能，撒迪教会也许弟兄姊妹知道他们名不符实。
But perhaps there is a possibility they also recognize that their name did not match with the reality.
但是他们没有力量突破这个矛盾。
But they had no strength, no power to break through this paradoxical situation.
他们没有办法突破这个名不符实的现象。
And they had no way out of this dilemma of having a name but no substance.
什么叫做名不符实呢？
What does it mean to say that the name contradicts its reality?
我们在圣经里面看见主耶稣在地上的时候曾经责备当时的一些宗教徒。
And we read in the scriptures that the Lord had chastised the religious leaders of his time.
那些法利赛人，他说你们是假冒伪善的。
And he called these Pharisees hypocrites.
为什么他们假冒伪善呢？
Why were they hypocrites?
他们只有外面，没有里面。
Because they only had an external.
所以马太福音23章，主耶稣花了一整篇的篇幅来提出他们名实不相符的一些现象。
And so our Lord Jesus went into great detail to describe.
弟兄姊妹，当我们知道我们名实不相符的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we detect our own inconsistency,
我们里面有一个现象就是很痛苦。
We may feel great agony inside.
我们不愿意这样。
We rather not be that way.
我们不愿意我们的教会是这样。
We rather not have our church be that way.
我们看主怎么样勉励他们。
But how does our Lord encourage them?
主怎么样把他们从这样的光景里面把他们拯救出来？
How did our Lord rescue them?From such a condition.
到底撒迪教会怎么样会变成今天这样的一个地步？
How did the church of Sardis degenerate in such condition?
我们知道撒迪教会可以说是从退呀退了教会发展出来。
We can see that the church in Sardis has been developed from the church in Thyatira.
你如果把这七封信拿来比较一下，
And if we were to compare these seven letters,
别的教会有耶西别的问题。
Other churches may have the problem of Jezebel.
别的教会我们看见有巴兰的问题。
another church may have a church from Balaam.
我们看见别的教会有尼哥拉一党的问题。
Two others may have the problems of the Nicolaitan.
其他这些教会有这些信仰不纯正、真理有问题的这些问题。
And yet others are plagued by heterodoxy and the problems of the faith.
撒迪教会没有这些问题。
And while the church in Sardis was free of such kind of problems,
里面没有这些异端的名字。
And not fraught with heresy.
但是主耶稣告诉他们说。
But our Lord Jesus told them,
你们的行为在我神的面前没有一样是完全的。
He said, your deeds, none of you, not even one of your deeds are complete in my eyes.
你们有许多的活动，有许多的节目，有许多的计划，但是没有一样东西是完全。
You may have many activities, many programs, many events, but none of them is complete in my eyes.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里说没有一样完全是什么意思？
And what does our Lord mean by that?
完全，我们马上想到就是 perfect 这个字。
And whenever the word, we would naturally think of perfection.
但是我们如果看 NIV, 我们如果查考原来的意思，它这个不完全是讲不 complete, 没有完成的意思。
But the NIV, and that is closer to the original meaning, it means not complete.
换句话说，你们有很多的工作。
In other words, we may do a lot of things.
有很多好的开始。
Many good starts.
但是没有一样是完成的。
But we have never been able to finish.
你们会成为有名无实。
That we can become contradictory.
又开始做好像很好。
Because we may have a very glorious beginning.
但是工作都做不到底的。
But we never have a sense of closure.
有好的开始，没有好的继续和结束。
A good beginning, but not a good conclusion.
弟兄姊妹，当我准备到这里的时候。
Brothers and sisters, while I prepared up to this point.
我心里面实在有一个很强烈的提醒。
That I was deeply reminded myself.
我们今天不也是这样吗？我们常常有许多虎头蛇尾的现象。
Quite often we have things that we start a failure.
我们不是没有意向。
Not that we lack a vision.
我们不是没有一个伟大的计划。
Not that we lack a grand scheme.
当计划摆出来的时候。
But as this grand scheme unfolds.
当意向交通出来的时候。
And when this vision.
我们马上得到一个好的名声。
Then immediately we receive a good reputation.
感谢赞美主，这个教会有这样的一个意向和计划。许许多多其他的教会都听说了。感谢主，这个教会真是个好的教会。但是教会的工作后继乏力。慢慢慢慢有好的开始，而没有一个继续的结束。我们接下来看第二节到第四节，到底主怎么样劝勉他们。请弟兄姊妹特别注意，第二节第三节有五个动词。从这五个动词，我们也看见为什么撒迪教会会变成这样的一个地步，有名而没有实质。
From these five verbs, we can also get a notion of how they got to be what they were.
这五个动词是什么呢？
What are these five verbs?
第二节，你们要警醒。
The first truth is wake up.
第二个是坚固。
And the second one is strengthen.
然后第三节，回想。
And the third one is remember.
然后第三节，遵守。
Fourth, obey.
然后最后，悔改。
Finally, repent.
我们看见主在这里提醒这个教会。
We see the Lord there reminding the church.
一开始他说你要警醒。
That you need to wake up.
如果我们看 NIV, 它不是那么啰嗦，就两个字 ，wake up.
And the NIV is very clear cut. Wake up.
醒过来。
To arouse from our slumber.
不要再沉睡。
Do not sleep any longer.
你如果把第一节、第二节连在一起来看。
And if we connect verses 1 and 2.
他说你按名是活的，其实是死的。
That you had a reputation for being alive, while in fact you're dead.
然后说你要警醒。
And then it says, wake up.
所以可见主耶稣在这里说到一个死的光景，不是完全没有生命的死而说的。
And so here we, the kind of death that Christ talks about is not a death without life at all.
主耶稣在这里说的死，乃是一种属灵的沉睡，一种属灵的放松，一种属灵的自我陶醉。
But it's speaking of a kind of spiritual slumber.Of a spiritual,
他说其实你是死的，然后说 wake up.
in fact you're dead, but wake up from it.
说你落在一种属灵的死的光景里面，你要从这个里面再一次复兴，再一次醒悟过来。
And so while you are right now trapped into a condition of spiritual death, you need to break out of it.
这五个动词我把它分成两部分来看。
And I've divided these five verbs into two categories.
第一个，我们要警醒，然后我们要坚固那剩下将要衰微的，小子说将要死的那一些人。
So we need to, the first category is that we need to wake up and strengthen those who are about to die.
主为什么要我们 wake up 呢？主为什么要我们警醒呢？
Why does God want us to wake up?
第三节说，若不警醒，他说我来的时候像贼一样。
In verse 3 it says, if you don't watch out,that when I come, I'll come like a thief.
你可以沉睡。
You could remain soundly.
要沉睡到什么时候呢？
But till when?
主耶稣要再来。
For our Lord is coming.
我们在夏令会的时候看了看了一个电影。
And in the summer conference, we saw a movie.
讲到主要再来。
And it spoke of the Lord coming.
讲到基督徒要被提。
That Christians are to be raised.
很可惜，我们这个电影在放的时候没有解释清楚到底什么叫做被提。
Regrettably, we did not explain very clear what it means for the rapture.
看这个电影，许多年纪小的一些小朋友们看了这电影后，他们说都很害怕。
And a lot of little kids after watching this movie, they're very scared.
上个礼拜我听说有一个小孩子从那次看电影以后，回到家天天早上一早起来就跑到爸爸妈妈的房间看爸爸妈妈还在不在。
And a little child waking up every day last week.Would run to the parents' room and see if they're still there.
因为他怕，他起来看见爸爸已经被提了。
Because he's afraid that when he gets up, his parents are gone.
我听到这件事情的时候，实在心里面觉得很惋惜，没有把这个被提的事情讲得清楚，让这个孩子了解。
When I heard that, I felt sorry that we were not able to explain to him beforehand the truth of the matter.
但是有一件事情，我们也看到小孩子的信心是何等的单纯。
But another thing we noticed is that how pure children's hearts are.
弟兄姊妹，主要再来。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is coming soon.
他再来不通知我们。
And he will come without notice.
因为他来的时候像贼一样。
Because he will come as a thief.
主在这里提醒我们说 ，Wake up.
And our Lord reminds us to wake up.
我们今天听这句话，已经比撒迪教会的弟兄姊妹晚听了2000年。
And we're already 2,000 years behind the church in Sardis in listening to these words.
换句话说，我们离主再来已经比他们近了2000年。
In other words, the Lord's coming is 2,000 years sooner than in the time in Sardis.
若是我们在还有沉睡的弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们听见主的话说要警醒。
And if there are those among us who are still in our slumber,May we respond to God's word, wake up.
主在这里叫他警醒，不是为了警醒的缘故而警醒，不是为了他个人的缘故而警醒。
We are to wake up and to be watchful, not for our own individual sake.
主在这里提醒我们，警醒乃是要帮助别的人跟我们一同警醒，等候主的再来。
But for the purpose that we may help others to wake up and be vigilant.
弟兄姊妹，我们要警醒，要坚固那一些衰微的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we are to wake up.And to strengthen those who are weak.
为什么这个教会有名无实呢？
Why is this church has a reputation that has no life?
因为这些信徒都不是被坚固的信徒。
Because none of these Christians have been firmly established.
保罗有3-4次的巡回布道。
And Paul had many occasions when he ran around to evangelize.
第一次他在小亚细亚建立教会。
The first time he was establishing the churches.
到使徒行传15章，他第二次出去巡游布道的时候，在15章41节说他在那一带坚固教会。使徒行传15章41节的坚固和我们启示录第3章第2节的坚固在希腊文是同样一个字。为什么教会会有名无实呢？
Why would the church lack substance?
我们开完布道会以为功德圆满。
After an evangelistic meeting, we may think that we have already finished.
我们带领弟兄姊妹受完洗以后，以为工作已经完毕了。
After our brothers and sisters are baptized, our work is done.
主提醒我们说，警醒要坚固这些弟兄姊妹。
But our Lord reminds us we need to strengthen.
如果不坚固，这些人是将要衰微的人，小字说将要死的一些人。
Because if they don't strengthen them, they are about to die.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们学习在主的面前提醒我们自己，让我们警醒，坚固我们自己，坚固我们的弟兄姊妹。
And so brothers and sisters, may we remind ourselves to strengthen each other, strengthen our brothers.
然后第三节，主说你要回想，回想什么？第二章第五节，主对以弗所教会也是说你要回想。他说你要回想你是在哪里失败，哪里 跌倒，哪里坠落。主对以弗所教会说你在哪里失败，要在哪里起
来。Where you fail, you are to be picked up again.
这是我们每一个基督徒的应该学习的一个经历。
And this is an experience that each and every one of us has something to learn from.
我们在哪里失败呢？
Where have we failed?
我们致命的失败是什么？
And what is our Achilles heel?
慢慢慢慢，我们发现我们致命的失败，我们也认识，我们也知道我们的失败。
Slowly but surely, we have discovered where we are failing.
我们发现我们一个致命的失败是我们的口舌。
We find that our greatest hindrance, our greatest failure is in our tongue.
你说李牧师，我不是那么喜欢讲话。
He said, Pastor Lee, I don't like to talk a lot.
但是我过去痛苦的经验是，每一次说完以后，我都很后悔，我为什么说这些话。
But every time, whenever I would say something, I would deeply regret why I would utter those words.
我发现我的失败是我的口舌。
I discovered that my failure is in the way I speak.
主说你要回想你在哪里坠落，要在哪里起来。
And our Lord reminds us that you have to remember.Where you fell and to pick yourself from where you left off.
你说我的失败不是口舌，我的失败是我心里面的骄傲。
And you say my failure may not be in my tongue, but in the pride that is in my heart.
几十年来，我非常明白，非常清楚，我里面有一个致命的失败，就是我的骄傲。
And throughout the past two decades of my life, I found out that my Achilles heel is pride.
尤其同行竞争的时候，我的骄傲特别的厉害。
And when there is a competition in the same field, then I feel my pride growing stronger and stronger.
可能你的失败不是口舌，不是骄傲，是嫉妒。
And perhaps, your failure will not be in your tongue or in pride, but in jealousy.
可能你的失败是你里面情欲的思想。
And perhaps your failure would be in the area of lustful thought.
但是在撒底教会，到底主要他回想什么呢？
But what is that the
请注意第三节说，你们要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守，并要悔改。这个回想、遵守和悔改三样东西是有关联。
And it says in verse 3 to remember therefore what you have received and heard, and these are all connected.
弟兄姊妹，很明显的，这个地方的回想跟第二章第五节的回想不一样。
And very apparently, this remember and the other remember is very different.
前面的回响，以弗所教会的回响是在哪里坠落，在哪里起来。
And the other one was to remember and pick yourself up from where you came.
主在这里对撒底教会说，你要回想什么呢？
And what is it that God wants the church in Sardis to remember?
你所回想的将来要遵守，你如果不遵守的，你要悔改。到底这几样东西的关系给我们看见什么？
What is it that these are the relationship of these two verbs reveal to us?
什么是我们在神面前领受？
What is it that we have received from the Lord?
什么是我们领受了要遵行的？
And what is it that we have already obeyed?
什么是不遵行就要悔改的？
What is it that if we don't obey it, we need to repent?
弟兄姊妹，只有一样东西。
And there's one thing.
就是主的命令。
And that is God's command.
在这个地方，主提醒撒迪教会的弟兄姊妹。
And here our Lord reminds the brothers and sisters in Sardis.
你为什么有名无实呢？
Why is it that you have name but no substance?
你要回想主的命令，你领受了，你听见了，你没有遵守，你要悔改。
And you have to call to mind God's commands that you have received and heard, but not yet obeyed.
当然，主的话就是主的命令。
And of course, God's commands are His word.
但是从教会的角度来看，主的命令是什么？
But from the perspective of the church, what is God's command?
两个最重要的命令。
Two aspects.
约翰福音十三章，主对门徒说：“我赐给你们一条新命令。”
And in John 13, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you."
就是彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
教会没有爱。
without love in the church,
有名无实。
Then we have a name only.
教会没有爱。
Without love,
我们再有活动。
No matter how many activities,
再有各地对我们好名声的一个羡慕。
And even if others would admire or even envy us,
这个教会其实是死的。
But in reality, the church is no better than
that. 弟兄姊妹，不，让我们不要忘记，主说我给你一条新命令，要你们彼此相爱。
And let us remember, brothers and sisters, that our Lord has given us a new commandment for us to love one another.
爱我们所爱的容易。
It's easy to love the lovable.
爱那个不可爱，爱那个不能爱的，实在不容易。
But to love the unlovable, the unlovely.
但是主说的新命令是没有条件。
But our Lord's command does not carry with it any conditions.
他给我们看见爱的标准。
He has set forth for us.
他说我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎么相爱。主给教会的第二个命令是什么？马太福音28:16-20说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。今天没有福音行动的教会，按名是活的，其实是死。
Therefore, any church that does not carry a very strong gospel activity is in reality dead.
弟兄姊妹，这两个命令其实是相关的。
Brothers and sisters, these two commands are connected.
主耶稣对门徒说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。”
And our Lord Jesus said, "If you have loved one for another, they will know that you are my disciples."
你们相爱
，you love one another.
众人就认出。你们是主的门徒。
And then they were able to tell, be able to tell that you're my disciples.
你们相爱，他们就羡慕，也成为你们中间的一份子。
If you love one another, they will admire you and they will like to be a part of you.
今天我们没有时间继续讲下去。
Today, time does not allow us to go on.
但是从第四节到第六节，主特别讲到奖赏的问题。
But in verses 4-6, the aspect of reward is mentioned.
虽然你们的教会问题重重，
Even though your church is laden with problems,
但是他说你们中间还有几名啊？你们中间还有几名还不错。他们要与神同行，
that you, they will be walking with God.
他们要穿白衣与神同行，
they will be walking with God, clothed in a white robe.
这些主说是我知道的。
This, our Lord says, is what I.
弟兄姊妹，求主把这样一个忠于主的心放在我们的中间。
Brothers and sisters, may we have this attitude of faithfulness to the Lord inside our hearts.
不管我们这个教会过去我们的 reputation 如何。
Not only do we look to what our reputation has been in the past.
让我们的教会继续的往前走的时候，让我们有爱，有福音的行动，免得按名我们是活的，到一个地步我们是死的。
May our church have love.Carry on our feet the gospel activity, lest we have the reputation of being alive while in reality being dead.
让我们警醒，让我们坚固我们中间一些弟兄姊妹。
That we may wake up and that we may strengthen the weak among us.
也让我们回想，让我们遵守主的命令，也让我们在主的面前真正的把我们过去所有一些带到主的光中的主啊，让我从今以后走一条更新的路。
请继续听反面。